because you can handle the truth.
Because I know you probably have other callers.
Just go ahead. Make us the final point here that we should all latch on to. You're very acerbic. Well, you're very good at that. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that, but
wind up making some excellent points for me. Go ahead.
So anyway, just as Joe has pointed out so many times, he talks about the negative and positive part of God's plan, and I always like to think of it as the theme I see is this duality that runs throughout the Bible. And you can attribute it to negative, positive, too. But you were very much living in that day of the flood versus the famine. The famine for the Word of God and the flood, which Satan is providing for money, for peoples, for experiences, for, all these things. The flood, particularly, if you want to find out where we stand in this society, just turn on NPR and have your whole environment flooded with lies and propaganda. That'll give you an idea of how bad it is. And the poor people, that are swept up in the system, they're just swimming out in a tidal pool of raw sewage. The three of us were up on the beach with the life-saving vest, tossing them out to people, and they just keep getting swept further out to sea, Rick.
Right. Well, they don't see the storm coming very rapidly, and they just don't even sense it. They do have a feeling that, in case it does get a little chilly or some rain may come, they brought the umbrella and they have the extra, clothing with them, but they don't see the tidal wave that is going to hit them when they least expect it. And that's the way it is. You're right. I mean, that's a good example to think of. So, anyway, great points, Terry. I appreciate your call, as usual, keep the faith.
Good talking to you, Rick, Joe.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Joe, we have about, about 10 minutes or so left because Art will be coming on shortly, and I just want to get into maybe a couple of other things. You can feel free. We were talking before we had gotten together today here, and we were talking about, the elections and giggles and laughs and things of that sort, a little bit of levity here in Rhode Island, how things have gotten pretty much worse than they had been, and in much of the nation as well, but we expected the results. There were no surprises here. I think the message I'm trying to make is that no matter what I say or you say here, there are going to be listeners who invariably will still feel that if we could just get one more election cycle in and we can just turn the tide and we can get, a red wave and we can get Trump to invigorate America, bring down the media and the new world order, that we're going to really save America and the world. Now, based on what you and I have just talked about, how do you feel about that, Joe?
Well, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, there is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. That word count, Rick, very interesting word when you break it back to the fourth degree, the prime root. it actually tells you, Dr. Strong's tells us, that it is a to counter with a ballot or a vote. You hear anything about ballots or votes today?
Wow. Yes.
Also, Rick, to wrap up the second beast of Revelation 13, that religious beast says therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. They are a religious beast, but it's not an ecumenical beast of Christian religions. It's a worldwide ecumenical religion of all the religions of the world joined together.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the Christian religions.
Right.
This
right.
would be all the religions that you can think of gathered together. Let's put aside our differences and go with God or whatever word they want to use. Go with good intention. You see, it's
sure.
it's a conglomerate, a religious one world system to heal
yes.
the one world political system that was wounded. So I just wanted to make that point that out. Go ahead, Rick.
Another good point, because even amongst the alternate right, which has its actually has a lot of its origins in the same, if you will, conspiratorial apparatus, comes from Satan and his children, to create a dialectic to bring the right together and unify our differences and so forth and come together and support this candidate or that candidate and this school committee man or that school committee man. And that sounds all well and good. And, you know, to some extent you do. I mean, you don't just separate yourself from society, obviously. Christians don't have to just live in a cubbyhole. No, that's not what it says. But what it says is there is no yoke, you know, there is no, if I guess the apostle said it well when he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, yoked together with them, because that is a sign of declenching and compromise. And when you do the opposite and you try to ecumenize everything to the point where you support compromising your faith for the sake of political gain, then what have you accomplished? Oh, you may have accomplished a lot in terms of worldly issues and political intrigue and all of the soothsayers, but from God's point of view, what are we here for? We're not here to please ourselves. We're not here to make gains. We're here to please God and worship him. And if we don't serve him, then what are we in the end when, you know, we have no soul left and we're gone? You know, I mean, we're of none effect. There's nothing left. So it's all about really about the Creator and about his creation, because we're not the product of evolution. We're not just random choice. He created us and he made us for his pleasure, as it said. So that's my thought, Joe, in response.
It brings to mind the scripture. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? What good is it for the United States to gain the whole world and to lose its soul?
That's an excellent question.
You know, I hear a lot of people mention the names of particular Christian churches today. I'm going to pick on the Christians because they're my brothers and sisters. And I hear a lot of people saying Christ Church and Church of God and the Church of the... I very seldom hear the word Jesus Christ mentioned, the Church of Jesus Christ. They mention the Christ, but they won't mention the full name, Jesus Christ. I find that wanting, weighing the balances.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there
was the daily sacrifice for one and all times.
Yeah.
Did they leave his name out, Rick?
I think so.
Very, very interesting.
I think they want to be, I don't know, so appeasing, and they want to be so appealing. They think, some of them just think maybe they can win over souls, as they think, to Christ by softening a little here and softening a little there, and maybe that's the reason for some of them. I'm not sure, but I think, you know, it's good to be, shall we say, firm, to have a firm hand in a benevolent glove, you know, and that's the key. Be a good ruler, to be a righteous king or ruler, you have to have strength, and you have to have discipline, and you have to invoke justice. And that sometimes means scrambling some eggs after you smash them. But at the same time, you don't want to be ruthless, and you don't want to be unjust. And that's what happens with parents often when they tend to be too disciplinarian-oriented, and they try to shove things down their kids' throats and then expect compliance with no love. And what do you wind up with? You wind up with rebellion, you know? That's why it says to bring up your children in the way that they should be brought up, and they will not depart if they're brought up properly, you see?
Well, the real correction rod is the Word of God.
That's it.
That's the rod. It's the rod and the staff at the same time.
Absolutely.
Bring your children up with the rod. The rod is the Word of God. Read it to them. Or explain it to them in a way that they can understand.
That's all.
It's not hard to go through the Ten Commandments, but give each commandment the full reading of it.
Right. Exactly. Because in the commandments, as I said, indiscipline is love. You know? And when God
yes.
has punishment, it's not because of a hatred just for being a tough guy and he wants to see who he can beat up today. No, it's because he loves his creation, his children, and ultimately he wants them to love him. And if they don't, then what good are they? You know, I mean, it's again, it comes down to a duality, as Terry said, and a duality of functions here. So that's a good example, I think, that people should bear in mind. No matter what happens around them, in elections, in campaigns, in all of the things that are befuddling us, keep focused on what? On Christ and the Scriptures, on Yeshua Messiah, because he is the only one that can be the captain of the ship. As you know, when the apostles found Jesus on the boat they were on, they were sleeping, and one of the apostles went up, was it Peter? And went up to Jesus and woke him up and said, Master, we're going to sink. The storm is coming, a big storm. And he said, O ye of little faith, O ye of little faith. And he calmed the waters, and everything was all right. So it's natural for people to be nervous and a little frightened and uncouth, shaky when things really get bad. But that's why, you know, you have the Holy Spirit to guide you. Look what he did for Elijah, and look what he did for Elisha, and look what he did for, you know, for the other prophets. I'm thinking of Daniel, especially what he went through, and of course when Ezekiel went through, and Jeremiah, all of them. They were men of unwavering support. Now they had wicked kings that put them in prison, that wanted to kill them and destroy them, and they had some of the wicked princes. And then the wicked priests, they too were often unfaithful. But God's prophets never were. And that's the amazing thing. That's how you know a prophet of God. You see, he's never compromised, and everything happens the way he says it's going to happen. That's why I'm really enjoying Jeremiah now following Isaiah and learning about what they went through and our people in Jerusalem. And Satan's kiddies got right involved in the act, and as you know, they're pretending to be the children of Israel when they are not. So can you see the masquerade coming off, Joe?
Oh, yeah, Rick. Especially Jeremiah 34. He said to take them into the temple and have them drink wine.
Hmm. That's very interesting. Who's you mean the Kenites now?
Yeah.
So
to bring them into the temple, give them wine to drink. I was into
wine is symbolic.
You can take that too, but you know, it's symbolic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of the blood of Christ.
Some people call the New Testament intoxicating wine.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's water. And for some people, it's intoxicating wine, depending on what level you're understanding it on.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm going to give you a chance now to sum up. Just make a final statement. Anything you think the Holy Spirit's leading you to say before I bring Art on. And then we'll be able to say a very, I think, a very good segment today on this program. Go ahead, Joe.
The main thing I'd like to get across to my brothers and sisters out there is only one thing at a time can occupy a mind. Only one thought can occupy a mind. When thoughts of perversity try to enter, fill it first with the words of the scriptures. Fill your mind with the words of the scriptures. The other can't occupy while that's filled with the scriptures. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you read the word of God on whatever level, read it so that your ear can hear it, the words. You have to hear the words. Read it in English and let it be heard in your ears. And you have faith more than you would if you didn't hear it in your ears. So that's probably the message of the day, Rick. And only one thing can occupy your mind at any given time. Make sure it's the word of God. If something tries to enter in that's not worthy, you put the word of God there. You bring it up and you chew it like a cow chews its cud. But you know it. You bring up a passage and you chew it. You know how a cow has four stomachs? It brings it up and chews it whenever it wants and sends it down.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank
Rick,
you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Rick, and Yahweh bless you and family richly.
I'm very happy, and I hope you are too with it. I think the Spirit of God was here today and was evident, and thank you. Anybody who has given me feedback, one or two here, a couple have, thank you very much. And also, I'm afraid we didn't notice there was another caller, but that's all right. We can continue again with a subsequent program as God gives utterance, Joe. So once again, thank you, and we will hear you call in occasionally, too.
Will do, Rick. Yes, thank
all right.
you, Rick.
Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.
Yahweh bless.
All right, that's
bye-bye.
Excellent, folks. And, we're on, obviously, a chat room that we have, as many of you know, deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. And some feedback there as well, I believe. And we are also getting some emails from some people that thought this was a great program, an excellent departure from what we normally do here on this program. You know, we're not really a, quote, religious, unquote, program. But at the same time, you can't talk about anything anymore, even if it's atheism, without bringing religion into it. So it's the scripture, the religion of the apostles and the prophets that is important. And, you know, it's just inestimable what you can learn and how you can have peace in your hearts and minds today. I want to bring up Art now in Philadelphia because he is waiting to come on, and he's been gone a week or so, and he'll be gone again, I think, next week. So, Art, come on up with me. Hello.
Hello, Rick. Great show so far. When I was listening to it,
thank you. That's all right. We got the break, but I wanted to welcome you first. Yeah, you got a lot to tell us about. I'm going to give you the mic, and we'll chime in, folks. Maybe time for a quick call or two. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we'll be right back with Art in Philly. Stay with us.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now. Art in Philly, now you can begin your little dissertation. Go ahead.
All right. Based on what was just said there, I'm thinking of the last few words that Patrick Henry said when he said, "Forbid it, Almighty God, give me liberty or give me death." I believe that our nation is in a morals war, and we're definitely in a real war against Bolshevik communism coming into this country and taking it over. And it's been going on, as RBN has said, and many other people, for the past 100 years, since Wilson and the Federal Reserve Bank came in and took over our financial systems.
That's so, the key, the financial control of people, isn't it?
Right. Right, and then you sent me that email about Alex Warbucks that people who, you cannot have a better slave than someone who thinks they're free while you have them enslaved. And that was a very good quote.
You know, I was doing some TV programs along these lines, and I was going over a variety of things, including the promise of America, America's promise. Which I used the Dan Smoot report that he did years ago, in which, you know, we spelled it out right there. It spelled it out in the 1960s when the Great Society was coming into being. And basically what we learned was that government was becoming God in America rather than God being our God. And I don't think he likes that, you know. God doesn't like us looking to the government for anything. And I'm not saying that people don't need help or assistance at all. That's not the issue. The issue is how we as a nation were seduced, just like Eve was seduced in the garden in a very similar way. The seduction is in the mind and in the wallet. And these mafia people, the Cosa Nostra, came along after they bankrupted America through their Federal Reserve System, caused the Depression. After World War I, we saw what happened, and then brought us into another worldwide war, which they cashed in on and yet claimed to be the victims of. So you see how Satan works, and his little minions are so busy creating a dependent state in America, from Roosevelt's New Deal to Lyndon Johnson's Great Society?
Indeed I do. And that's where we need to basically, and we have getting close to 50% of the population dependent on the government rather than learning how to depend on our own resources. And as you were indicating, we robbed Peter for paying Paul for so long, and then it's going to come back and get us. And that day of recognition is coming.
So, exactly. Now, this just the other day, in the last week, several companies have announced closing plans. Some pizza places, as you know, deliveries and nationwide chains. And now Lowe's has announced, Lowe's Home Improvement Company has announced it will close 51 stores in North America and in the United States. That's quite a story in itself, Art. What do you think?
I agree. We keep on hearing about retail, closing up all over the place. And if you realize that retail is one of the last resorts we have for the local economies to basically produce jobs, especially the startup jobs to get kids through, college and, start out their careers. So it's, it's not insignificant. It's a major portion of the U.S. economy we're talking about.
But
on the other side, it's very hard to go into a store these days and not find most of the products are made in China.
So. Well, that's the double whammy. They made us dependent on foreign slave labor originally by getting us involved in a war in which treachery ruled. So they could not have taken over communist China if it weren't for the fact that we had a number of Soviet spies running the government of the United States right in the Roosevelt administration. That was all pre-planned, That was pre-planned a long time. And here they were telling us in World War One. They were telling us this will end all wars if we just kill another quarter of a million Americans and kill millions of souls in Europe, 20 million to be precise, then this will be the end of it. And they were lying then, and they're still lying now.
Right. And then World War II came along, another 70 million people were devastated. And, we got the war in Iran. I meant to say Iraq. A couple million people there lost their lives. And so it's, we can still see it going on. And until people wake up, like I heard one of the callers earlier talk about NPR, they have to realize the National Public Radio is nothing but a front for Operation Mockingbird and the Annenberg Crime Syndicate that was directly involved and rose to power through the Chicago outfit and then worked directly with the CIA through Operation Mockingbird. And we're seeing it every day through there and CNN. That's Operation Mockingbird, plus just about every local newspaper. When you see the people write about the hate laws, how we should support hate and, all these extreme groups, now you actually look at who's actually writing those articles, okay? It's good old, it's good old Italian mafia, right? Just about everyone has like a...
Yeah, well, I mean, I have that clip. We don't want to play it today. We don't have time. But the clip of Mr. Greenblatt, who is the new head of the ADL. He replaced Abe Foxman. He's on one of the shows on CNN, and he's talking about these shootings and all these terrible incidents. Let's not get into the facts and see whether or not they make sense or they're real incidents or fakes. But let's talk about hate laws. We need more hate laws and gun laws. Wouldn't you know it, folks, huh? All right, we got a break again. We'll come right back. Stay where you are. We'll be back with Art.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, we're back, folks. Rick Adams with you here on republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program every single week. Get a new show all the time, and it's AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. I think I'm supposed to be on next week's edition, and it will be aired on the time prior to me coming on doing my show. So next Saturday will be on the 17th of November. By the way, Art, I did want to take this time to wish you a nice, happy Armistice Day.
Thank you. My grandfather was in World War One.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would also like to add to you and to our listeners a little bit of tongue-in-cheek here. Well, happy, can we call it, let's see, what would be the name of it now? I think it was some event that happened around this day in the 1930s or 40s in Germany. And do you happen to know what it was? Was it something like Kristallnacht or something? So we have a happy Kristallnacht day as well. Would you believe it? Right at the same time, and here we go, you know, once again, we have to hear about these innocent shopkeepers in Germany whose glasses, whose, you know, edifices were being vandalized and their storefronts were being attacked. They didn't mention the reason for the attacks and the fact that there were... I think just one particular was arrested, but he was a Jewish unemployed man in Germany who was selected to murder the German ambassador to France at the time. And that set off riots and revolution. I guess if that happened in America today and somebody of any extraction was involved, I think people would probably, especially with a culmination of conflicts and so forth, probably get a little bit irritated and do something similar, wouldn't they, huh?
Right. When you realize, what I did is I read part of Mein Kampf, and he's talking about how the Jewish banking community in Europe pretty much wrecked Germany.
Right.
And,
right.
So when you just going back to what you were saying about, the hate, realize the Anti-Defamation League, I was actually talking to the police directly when they registered me as a hate criminal for pointing out that it's an affront for the Braftman crime family. The police told me directly to my face, yeah, we know that the Anti-Defamation League is the mafia. Okay?
That's amazing.
Yeah, but also they own CNN. You know, the Braftman family owns CNN. They own Campbell Soup, Quaker Oats, Royal Caribbean Cruises, TD America, you know, the bank, you know, the trading company.
Wow.
Time Magazine, the Weather Channel, you know, MCA Records. So there's a lot we can do to actually, and also Universal Studios, if kids, you bring your kids there, we could do a lot to actually boycott them and really take away a big chunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you're right, and I do it all the time, and you know, I don't shop on Amazon. I don't care who's on Amazon, any of our books or anything. Do not buy anything with them, for them, and do everything I can to knock them. You know, all of the big telecommunications companies are in bed together, and the major online stores and so forth, if they have an online presence, you know, I suppose that's one thing, and they're brick and mortar, but we're seeing what they're destroying. And Jeff Bezos is at the head of it with Amazon, with Whole Foods, and a number of other companies, and, of course, directly tied in with Intel. He is the Washington Post guy. And if you got the Washington Post under you, then you got the CIA running you, okay?
Right. And the other thing about Amazon is realize how leveraged it is. I mean, they got a price over earnings ratio around 1,000, which means it'll take 1,000 years to actually equal the value of one share of sales.
Wow.
I mean, typically in a Wall Street is around 20. Okay, so you know they're so over. Let's see, it's five. They're 50 times overvalued what they should be. So, you know, that's basically worse than gambling. You know, and who's propping it up? Where's all that money coming from? You know, obviously it's the bankers doing it, and that's coming out of the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, they took care of, you know, when we had this downturn, as it came back, who'd they take care of? The FANG stocks. You know, basically Facebook, Amazon, you know, on down the line there. So we can see that where the money went was what they did. And did they invest in American jobs? No, they invested in Chinese jobs. Did they invest in American labor for high tech? No, they invested in Indian labor to bring it over here and displace Americans. So we need to realize what they're doing and, you know, start boycotting them. You know, you don't have to buy their products. You don't have to work for them. And you don't have to support them. You know, if they ask you for political support, you can basically, just by realizing that how destructive they are to the American economy and to the people, plus they're supporting all this uncontrolled immigration, we can actually put a stop to it. 90% of a war is economic. Only 10% of a war is actually military. Most people don't fully realize that, and that's where we can beat them.
Absolutely true. Right. And your website, noplaceforcorruption.com, is a valuable resource, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of interface and a lot of people who are occasionally writing to you. I know we get a lot of accolades for it, so we thank you for the work you've done. I know you've been very busy on business as well in the past few weeks, but you got to have the bread in order to do it. And let's face it, folks, we're doing this as a labor of love here on RBN. And if you want to chime in, you get on the line right now. We're going to go right to the phones, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I think we have Ben back now who wanted to call in the previous hour. Ben from New York. Hello there.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Rick Adams. It's a pleasure listening to you all the time. I'd like to thank you for the information and the education that you provide. provide to the public. I am agree with what was just said. The Jewish Klan controls basically the whole nine yards in this country by now. Mr. Rick Adams, you should see how New York City has changed dramatically, how they're buying everything out and pushing everybody else out. I hope that
Where are you from, New York yourself? Are you a New York native?
Yes. Mr. Adams, I'm from outside of the country, but I'm here for 48 years, and I was going to mention to you that I'm grateful for the founding fathers, that they were the enlightenment not only of this country but of the world, if I may say so.
These little teenites, you know, as you said, they come along and then they pick up and carry away everything they can, like cockroaches, and that's what they are.
Yeah. Yes, and if you could probably one day they concentrate, I'm pretty sure you're aware of what's going on, but I've seen it all. When I came to New York City, I could tell you what it was, what it became, and what it is now. It's just amazing, and like one of your callers said and asked, where do they get the money from? That's what people ask all the time. Okay, how and where do they get that money? But again, I'd like to thank you very much for your program, for your information. I wasn't here for a while, but I'm back now, and I'm listening to you. I also remember and miss very much this other gentleman that had the program with RBM that I cannot remember his name right now. I cannot recall. But thank you so much, Mr. Adams.
Well, that's fine. Ben, if you don't mind, you don't have to tell me. I'm just curious, what part of the world did you come from when you came a half century ago?
From the tropics, from Aruba.
Aruba?
Yes, sir.
Great. All right. Yes. Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate hearing from you. It's good to hear you again. All right. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have John, I believe. Rabbi John, is that him? From Little Rock. Okay, come on up.
Shalom, Chaim.
Shalom. Yes, sir. I do say hello, peace be with you, my dear son.
I got two questions for your guest there, Rick. Number one, how many congressmen in the worthless U.S. Senate, of course, are all own stocks in private prison or prison for profit? The second question is, how many Arkansas congressmen are corrupted with private prison stock, including scumbag Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin, the man that I ran against for U.S. Congress.
Right, I remember that, yeah. Okay. Art, are you hearing him? Are you hearing John?
Yes, I'm hearing him. All right.
Go ahead.
I know, obviously a lot of there's quite a bit of politicians in Texas that have big investments in private prisons. Okay. I also know in Pennsylvania, our state senator, Stuart Greenleaf, who oversees, from the end in the Senate Judicial Committee, has overseen a lot of the activity of the prisons. And he's basically in bed with the HMO Health Services contractor who gets all the health care contracts for the prisons in Pennsylvania. So I see it firsthand. And that's actually a very good thing to bring up in an election because pretty much you're saying the guy's a crook, okay? And you need to get that message out when you go after these guys. As you say, like in the news, when it leads, it bleeds. And the voting public does not like politicians that are ripping them off. And that's a very good, very, very powerful tool to take them out of office. But you got to find a way to communicate that to your voting public and do it at least several months before the election. The best way is to actually get a piece of literature right in front of them and get a website so they can actually read it. That's how you do it. I've taken out politicians that way by doing that.
Okay. Hear that, John?
Rick, before I go, you see, there's a Montana congressman who got busted out by the Young Turk for having invested so much money in private prison that he got filthy rich off of it. And he had a mugshot where he got arrested for following his girlfriend or something. So through that little mugshot, a reporter that was sharp found out he made a lot of investment in private for prison.
Then you ought to talk to the Auditor General of the state and the Attorney General and let them know what's going on. And if he doesn't do anything, there's a tax watchdog in just about every state, and you talk to them. Bring it out. That way you multiply what you know and actually using the opposition and their economic resources to fight the situation.
Can I get one more question here?
All right.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Jason Boff, the guy that I've been going to war with over his video site, has taken your broadcast, which I accused him of being a shrill for the Zionists, and he put it up on his YouTube channel to show that, hey, I don't censor nobody, blah, blah, blah. He said, quote,
oh, really?
Some people just can't make it at 153 News. I got him to the letter. He ain't nothing but a Zionist shield, always has been. He's controlled opposition. And I hope everybody do not upload their videos at 153 News. That's my voice.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate you doing some homework there. All right. Let's go back to the phone. Kent in West Virginia now and his call. Come on up, Kent.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I'm here. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was glad to talk to you. I hope you were able to forwarding that information I sent you earlier on in the week about this. I know Art talks about
it. I did. I don't know if Art received it. He's been very busy. I did send it to you, Art, from Kent. He sent me something for you personally. So,
I discovered an article about a Rosen Center right there in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where I know you're fond of focusing all the evil, it's apparently back in the early 20th century they set up there's a Church of Illumination and pyramids and all kinds of stuff out in the woods somewhere in Bucks County. So I'm just curious. I never heard you talk about it, so I was wondering whether you were aware of that. But maybe that's the source of all the nefarious activity there that you were so keen so tuned into.
Well, actually, I read what you said there. That's pretty close to where, if you ever saw the TV show in the series Lassie, that's where they were raising all those dogs down the street from there. But actually, most of the source of this is actually coming from the adjacent county, Montgomery County. It looks like to me that Bucks County is tied in with the Zionists, but they're like a second-tier association, whereas you go to Montgomery County, adjacent to Philadelphia. They're both counties that are adjacent to Philadelphia on the north and west side. That's where the prime power is. Why do I say that? Because the Annenberg estate is down there in Radnor, Pennsylvania. F. Lee Bailey says it was Montgomery County, Pennsylvania's most corrupt courts he's ever seen in his entire career. And you can see that they control, they covered up the JFK assassination there with working with Cord Meyer. Okay.
Have you ever been able to visit those pyramids and everything on Bucks County, or just curiosity? Or?
Well, I didn't know about it until you sent that email, so when I get a chance, I'll get over there.
Yeah, I hope you give us a report. Look forward to that.
Okay,
right, good. Thank you, Ken. Thanks for that, and thanks Art. Rick. All right, let's say Gary in California now. Hey, Rick, this is Barry. Oh, Barry, I'm sorry. Well, we got Gary, Barry, it all rhymes. That's okay. Hey, go
That's
ahead.
Okay.
Good to have you back. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been very busy. I worked a lot of weekends, a lot of Saturdays, and I finally had a Saturday off. Are you familiar with John Barber?
Who?
John Barber. He was back in the 60s and the 70s, stand-up comedian. He was also in the news. He had his own show. Anyways, he was good friends with Jim Garrison.
Yeah, and, it rings a bell.
Yeah, he just came up with a movie last year.
Okay.
It's called The Media and the Second Assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all the files from Jim Garrison, all his boxes that he used when he was in court. And the movie shows who actually did it. And I think Art would be interested in. You can get it on Amazon or iTunes. You get it on Amazon for like $2.
I don't patronize them at all. But that's all right. Anybody else can if you want to. I don't help the enemy.
would be a good guest, though. He would be a really good guest if you can get a hold of him. He's still alive today.
Yeah, if we can, you know. I was thinking possibly about doing that again, possibly next week, because Thanksgiving is only a week from just 2 days ago, early this year. So maybe we would do that, or at the end of the month, because
He's really good though.
So much to do. There's just so much and so little time. Yeah. Okay. Art, do you have any comment on it?
Well, it would be interesting to see it. The part I see is just recently, for instance, they had on the media KBG's report on the JFK assassination. It was pure propaganda supporting the single bullet theory.
Yeah.
I'll make one comment on
right.
that.
They arrested 10 men that
break.
Day.
Oh. All right, Gary, Harry, or Barry, whatever. We'll be right back. Okay, stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back, folks, and we don't have that much more time, but Art, I'd like to defer to you now, some things economically speaking, financially, whatever in the world of the mafia, as we call it here, the Cosa Nostra you want, I'd like to have you bring up now.
All right, I'll be real quick mentioning what he just said there. If you want to see the thing, I know about the cover-up JFK. I don't know who assassinated him, but real simple, just look at the roles of U.S. Senator Richard Schweiker, Cord Meyer of the CIA, and Walter Annenberg, and you can see how they covered up the whole scenario. And I have it on NoPlaceForCorruption.com.
Yeah,
right.
As far as the economic scenario, I would say we're going to probably see it come February 2019 if it follows the other cycles. What happens is they keep things looking a little good right after the election cycle, and they want to keep the economy humming through the Christmas cycle. And then right after that, that's when they're really going to, you're going to see how the real economy is going. So that's my prediction is what's going to happen there. And it looks like retail is going to continue to be decimated. That's how I see it.
Oh, it's going to escalate, if anything. You know, it's just amazing. Also, with the John Boltons in this administration and what is being put forward by Pompasso, as I call him, the head of the Secretary of State's office, it looks as if the threats, the extortion, the sanctions against Iran and other nations is continuing. A conflict with Russia is just lurking behind the corner, I believe, and this is also a scriptural thing. So you can see the hidden hand of tyranny is what we're saying here. It's orchestrating events. There are shootings. There are fake shootings taking place with people who have been in the military, people who are ex-Marines, ex-cops, ex-CIA, supposedly carrying out these attacks. And every single time you see the fake actors, the fake actresses, the crisis actresses, and you see the cry for more and more gun control. So scripted, it's just incredible to see the incredibly poor acting job they're doing. And this, of course, brings me to the final segment, Art, and that's Jerusalem Watch, because what's going on in Jerusalem is the key to what will happen in the days just ahead. The land grab is continuing. I see the other day we mentioned olive trees earlier. It's been reported that some 7,000, I don't think that was the right number, I think it was 700 though, olive trees have been uprooted or destroyed that belong to the Palestinians in the West Bank by those who claim to be of the old book. Those settlers, the so-called extremist radical settlers, have been setting fire to or uprooting or destroying olive groves that belong to the Palestinians. So you can see who's who now. You can see what's going on, the tensions in Gaza, the ghetto, the prison that exists there is getting worse. And as I alluded to earlier, the number one concern of CNN and the ADL mafia is hate speech today. So we're considered hate speech, folks, RBN, Rick Adams, Art, because we are speaking truthfully. And I think that's the most important to watch for. Watch for these events. Watch for new laws, new legislation. Art, you'll be away next week, will you?
Yes, on the route.
Okay, will we have you back again in a couple, maybe?
Yep, in 2 weeks.
All right, thank you for all you do, all right? I appreciate it. And take care, God bless.
Too.
All right, buddy. You see, folks, we got the best talent here, the best calls, and I think we've got the best program compared to anything on the alternative mainstream propaganda media. Rick Adams, thank you all for joining us, the Deadly Experiment on YouTube, and we'll see you, God willing, next week. Until then, God bless.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.